Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And hey, speaking of that, Douglas County, we've been talking about the military and the losses that we have. Guess what you can be involved in? Douglas County on the 15th. So we are just 2 days away for their agenda. They're going to be discussing naming a street in Carson Valley after Navy SEAL Matthew Axelson. So please, if you live in Douglas County, give your Board of Commissioners a call and say, yeah, we need to do this. If in Cupertino they can name a post office after this hero, we can name a street after him where his family lives, right here in Douglas County. Love to see that. So many odd names of streets out there anyway. Why don't we do some? Why don't we actually name a street and have it mean something? I'll drive down Axelson. I'll put little American flags on the signs. I love that idea. And thank you to Commissioner John Engels for bringing that to presentation. He's going to be doing that on the 15th. So as we get back to what we've been talking about today, taking a look at our poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should voters be allowed to sign a recall petition regardless if they voted in 2018 election or regardless if they moved out of the county in which they voted? Wow. 90% of those participating saying yes. Going back to the topic that we started the show off with, and that is, what would it take for you to commit murder or turn a blind eye to murder of Americans who protect us, protect the world, the freedoms? What really happened to Navy SEAL Team 6? And I just, oh, the ignorance of some people. I actually got a text about the six people on the team. No, there's not six people. It's Navy SEAL Team 6. And you might remember that after the killing of the pseudo Osama bin Laden in August of 2011, 22 members of Navy SEAL Team 6 were, and now in my opinion, murdered as the so-called Taliban shot down a Chinook helicopter. How did they know that that Chinook just happened to be carrying 22 members? What does it take for you to betray a country and your countrymen? If you go back and you listen to what I promoted this morning through the first 30 minutes of the show and go onto YouTube, or actually you can go onto my Facebook or my Twitter pages, and you can listen to the entire interview through Next News Network about the truth that is finally coming out, the truth of why we are in this mess of what we are looking at right now with everything being shut down, and it all revolves around money. It's all money. And you will hear how all of those billions of dollars, $152 billion paid to Iran, how $2 billion of that actually came back to this country in the form of payoffs to political operatives, to politicians, to members of the military. $2 billion. It's a lot of money for people to keep their mouths quiet, keep their mouths shut. And if they don't, then they don't exist any longer. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Mark this morning. Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling into the program today. You want to talk about Trump and sex trafficking? Did you see that?
I wanted to give a shout out to the Washout Task Force of Sex Trafficking because they did a hell of a job yesterday. They took a lot of creeps off the streets. So that's pretty awesome. So I wanted to say that.
28 people in South Reno.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, man. They're your neighbors, and you just don't even know who you can trust anymore. They're just dirty people out here, and I don't know. Anyways, the second thing that I wanted to touch on was, and this has been kind of gnawing at me for, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks now. I just don't understand why this is going to be such a difficult task to get Donald Trump reelected. I don't know of one person that, like when Obama was president, even when the Bushes were president, you know, everybody had a different opinion about something where it was hurting their way of life. Donald Trump is really the only president that I can remember where everybody has actually benefited from him. Nobody has been hurt by the man. I just don't understand it. But, you can talk about this off the air or on the air. I'll go ahead and mind my own business and listen. But I just wanted to throw that out there to people. So, you know, he's got a big mouth. He hurts himself more than he ever hurt anybody else. But he's, you know, I've benefited quite a bit from this man, and God bless him. That's all I got to say today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. And I agree with that statement 100%. Obama, excuse me, not Obama, Biden. Biden has admitted this is crazy. This is how the left works. Obama, I keep doing that again. Well, you know, maybe there's something subconsciously they're saying that. Because the Obama administration, once again, will be running Joe Biden. Biden has said he will raise taxes. He will start working with China again. So for all of these jobs, all of these millions of jobs that President Trump is bringing back from China and other places in the world, because they're playing the large scale game of, we're going to send all this manufacturing to China. We're going to send a little manufacturing to this country here. We're going to send a little, you know, to bring them up, to put them on the same stage. So we're all on a level playing field. So how do you get onto a level playing field? You bring this country down. And that is exactly what the Democrats want to do. That's exactly what Joe Biden wants to do. I cannot take any Democrats seriously when their platform is to defund the police, and not even defund them, disgrace them. Disgrace law enforcement. When these special task forces are going out and saving children, saving men and women from human traffickers, saving children from the abuse, stopping drugs from flooding into this country, into neighborhoods, the opioid abuse, the deaths. We've had more deaths from opioid abuse than we have from COVID-19. Which, by the way, let's get started on that. This is an article coming out from another site that I use. It's called Collective Evolution. This is one of Europe's leading neurologists, and credentials like you wouldn't believe. But why don't people listen to her? Yeah. Dr. Brizen, Greer's Brizen. She's one of Europe's leading neurologists. She's currently based in London. She's the medical director of the London Neurology and Pain Clinic. She also serves as a medico-legal expert in the UK, Norway, Germany, Switzerland, and here in the United States. She specializes in neurology, neuroregeneration, neuroplasticity, neurotoxicology, environmental medicine, and pain management. So when she says that when it comes to masks and children wearing masks, for all those parents out there who are just following the numbskull that has been elected the governor of this state or the governor of California or the governor of Oregon, Washington, Michigan, New York, the list goes on and on. Masks are an absolute no-no. Children and adolescents have an extremely active and adaptive immune system. Their brain is also insanely active and has so much to learn. The youth brain is thirsting for oxygen. In children, every organ is metabolically active. To deprive a child's brain of oxygen, or even just to restrict this, is absolutely criminal. The damage because of it cannot be reversed. We don't need a clinical study for that. It is simple, simple, indisputable physiology, conscious, and purposefully induced oxygen deficiency. So when are these governors going to start getting sued for the harm that they're not only putting on people, but the harm that they are causing to children? Because if you look at the CDC story that was put out yesterday, just yesterday, masks being worn by people. Patients who say they always or often wear a mask. You are 85% more inclined to actually catch COVID. And it's obvious. Because when you're wearing a mask, you're constantly touching your face, which you are not supposed to be doing. Mothers have been arrested in this country for letting their children go without a mask. When are you going to take the mask off? When are you going to actually pay attention to the science? When are you going to fight back against Sisolak, against the county commissioners, against the city councils, against the sheriffs who are not opening up this state? Because the only thing that is going to make us healthier, that is going to make us stronger, that is going to bring us up out of the economic devastation that has been brought on to us by Sisolak, by Sheevy, is to get rid of all of the mandates, open up, and let the economy take its course here in Nevada. Let health take its course. Our bodies are amazing, and we are not getting the herd immunity because we're not getting the opportunity to catch a cold or catch the flu and get better. this new Regenovan, what the hell is the name of it, that President Trump took. More people have been taking that, and more people are coming out saying they felt better within literally 24 hours when they felt like they were on death's door. In 24 hours from getting this into their systems, they felt better. So what's wrong with the fact that you'll believe that this is a pandemic because the media says so and scares everybody so, but when the science actually comes out and says, no. When the people who perpetrated this hoax on the world, not just this country, come out and say, yeah, we were wrong. Why are we still shut down? Are you ready to fight back yet? We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
0.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Talk and text 884-9910, and the talk lines are pretty much filled up, so let's get to them. Steve wants to talk about masks. Hi, Steve. Thanks for calling in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to elaborate a little bit about fighting back. I ran into an incident in a Safeway about a week ago. Mm-hmm. The manager's like, mask up, and he shut off my machine and yada, yada, yada. So I fought back. I called corporate. I called, filed a complaint, actually got a call back from the district manager. He said, you know, we're going to take your business, come back, blah, blah, blah. Here's my name, any problems. So Safeway is dealing with it very respectfully, and I'm fighting back, man. I'm tired of this stuff.
That's nice to hear.
I've never worn one. And then my true question here is voting day. I've never worn a mask. I never will wear a mask, but me and my wife will be voting in person. And it's going to be at a community center. So I'm wondering, your opinion, what type of brushback are we going to get? Because, you know, can't turn us away from voting, but now we're on, you know, community or county property. How's that all going to shake down?
They still can't keep you from voting. That's public property. You're the one that pays for that property.
Amen. But I mean, just for the incidents I've been running into retail stores where they do have the right to say no trespassing and throw me out. I mean, I've been brushed back on that. So I just hope when I go to these community centers, we're not going to have these mask police at the door going, you can't vote unless you mummify up. There's no way in heck that's going to happen in my world. You know what,
Steve,
I'm saying?
Then I urge you to have your cell phone, have your camera going, and make sure you record everything. Start, if you're going to vote by machine, go early, start on the 17th. And just like you did with Safeway, if there is an issue, then you let me know about it. You post it on my Facebook page and we'll take care of it because this is ridiculous.
It's completely ridiculous. And I have been a poll watcher for many elections in the past, and I'm not going to this year just because I'm not going to give my party brushback and, you know, fight internally. I'm not going to wear a mask. So I'm just going to hopefully someone else takes my position. It really sucks. Because
I am. This is my first year poll watching.
No, good for you. Thank you. And it is. It's a fun time to sit there and see your community come out and vote, and you talk politics, and, you know, you watch, you observe. Not much really happens, but it's just, you know, it's what community is about. Election day is about community. I think we've all kind of lost focus on that one.
I think you're right on that one. Steve, I got to let you go. Thank you for fighting back, and thank you for not wearing a mask. Let's go check in with Jason. Jason wants to talk about Biden this morning. Hi, Biden. Hi, Biden. God, now I can't stop saying Biden. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how is it? He cannot answer those two fundamental questions, and his statement is, you will find out what my policies are when I get elected.
Because
that doesn't fly with me.
It doesn't fly with normal people. It's because the media doesn't press him. The media is there to coddle him. And it's just like Nancy Pelosi and the philosophy of the Democrats that we're going to pass the bill. We're going to pass this horrendous health care act against the American people. And then we'll figure out what's in it. We're not going to read it beforehand. We're just going to pass it. It's the same thing with Biden. But, you know, I tell you, I don't think Biden's going to make it to November 3rd. It's just
Trump at the next debate, just let him ramble. He loses his train of thought after 30 seconds.
Yeah. Well, and that's why they want to do it virtually.
Yeah. Because I saw he had made a blunder saying that there was 100,000 people dying of COVID every week. And said, if that's the case, we're... but nobody talks about it.
He made a blunder the other day again saying that he was running for Senate and not president. So it's just, you know, that's what happens with your memories with dementia. You start going to the past and those memories that are completely instilled. It's the new stuff that he has a problem with. So short-term memory.
Yeah,
Jason, thank you so much.
I'm not allowed to watch the news anymore.
Thanks for calling into the show, Jason. Wanted to squeeze one more in here before we get to Fox News, and that is Brian wants to say something quickly about Sisolak. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Monica. Yeah, and I'll keep it as quick as I can, but I just want everybody to know, I want your viewers to know, we are organizing. We need to get ready. I need people to be involved, and I'm getting the sheriff. I want every sheriff in the state to come together with me. And we're going to go after Sisolak. I want the backing of every Nevadan. And it is time to arrest this man. And I'm not playing around. We got the goods on him. He's hiding out in hotel rooms in Las Vegas. This guy is scared. And he needs to be scared. Because listen, Steve Sisolak, if you're listening to me right now, Brian Bush is coming for you. And I'm coming with the backing of the law. The United States of America and Nevadans need to come together. All Americans, not United States government, Americans, us. We own this soil, and it is our time to take it back. And we're coming for you, Steve. It's time to arrest you. You need to go to jail, and you need to face what you have done to us. Thanks, Monica.
Exactly. And, Brian, it's not just you. We're all behind you. Thank you so much for calling. And it's we have to have it organized. This man is not only killing this state, he's letting Nevadans die. And we will not stand for that. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show. We'll be back with more of your thoughts and comments and emails and texts and all kinds of good things right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here on this groovy Tuesday. Terrific Tuesday. Got some blue sky out there. It's definitely getting a lot cooler. Seasons are changing as we are now just, well, let's see, doing the math, 4 days away from early voting and 3 weeks away from November 3rd, Election Day. In my mind, I don't think there's anybody who's sitting on the fence on who they're going to vote for. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should voters be allowed to sign a recall petition regardless if they voted in the 2018 election or moved out of the county in which they voted? Just a few of the tactics used that we have no say in who governs us at the time. Yesterday's poll question, are there any numbers related to COVID-19 in Nevada that you would even care about? 57% of those participating said, no, it's a scam. 21% said, none of them. This is what we have to look forward to if Joe Biden is elected president. Because even though that I've brought you the statistics from the scientists, from the CDC, all those people out there who have tested positive for COVID, yet 85% of them wearing their masks like they're supposed to, it doesn't matter. Biden will shut down the economy. Biden will force everyone, good health or bad, to wear a mask. I don't see how there's even a question. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Lynn because she wants to talk about Biden right now. Hi, Lynn. Thanks for calling into the program today.
Hi there, and thank you for that report on the SEAL 16 and Benghazi. That's new information for me. I appreciate that very much.
And there's more information, so make sure you get the rest of it.
I'm going to try my best to do that. Thank you. On Biden, on a lighter note there, he cannot answer if he would be in favor of packing the court or not because he needs to keep his focus on running for the Senate. Love you.
Love you too, Lynn. Thank you. That's right. He's got to keep his focus because as soon as he gets distracted by the slightest little thing, he can't seem to remember what office he's running for. But is he really running for president? I don't think he is. I think they just give him some talking points and send him out. I think the person who's really running for president is Kamala Harris. And I just find it interesting that Jill Biden pushes her husband so hard. Does she want to be first lady that badly? She never will be. So why don't you actually do something for the man you say you love, the man you married? And after 47 years of doing nothing in the federal government that is good for Americans, why don't you take him off to a beach somewhere and relax and enjoy the time you have together? Because if the way things are going, the way that I think they're going, you're not going to have much more time with him. Because there's this little camp, used to be called Gitmo, but now they call it Camp Freedom. Obama knew that Russia was a hoax. Obama knew that Trump was being spied on. And once again, the two names that keep coming up, that keep popping up, Brennan and Clinton. These people are pure evil. Pure evil. You know, what happened to SEAL Team 6? There are publications out there that, let's just say they're not Better Homes and Garden. They're not Mother Earth. They're military publications that people who have been in the military, people who watch the military, the ones that they read, like Special Ops Magazine. Did you know that there was a Special Ops Magazine? Yeah. Special Ops Magazine. And one of the op-eds, would they call it op-edge, from October 1st, who betrayed Navy SEAL Team 6? This is why I've been having Mark Jackson on lately to talk about K2, to talk about what our military men and women go through on a daily basis when they're put out into special operations that we're not supposed to know about. Why aren't we supposed to know about them? Well, yeah, I mean, secrecy is secrecy. When you start an operation, not everybody can know about it. I get that. My father was a Marine. My great uncle was a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. Second person to fly in where there were no landing strips, where there were no nothing in Germany to help with aid. The stories of World War II. Just incredible. But how many of these wars, how many of these altercations, how many of these incidences where our men and women in the military have made the ultimate sacrifice, where their families have done nothing but suffer after the fact because they lost family members. Were at the hands of their own government. World War I, World War II, both sides, Hitler, all of that, funded by the same people. Funded by the same people. Do you think that that doesn't trickle down here into Nevada? The history of what we have, the price that we have paid? You might want to take a look at history. That's why the left wants it rewritten or erased. Just yesterday, statues toppled. Not Columbus statues on Columbus Day. No. Statues of Roosevelt. Statues of Abraham Lincoln. The destruction of this country is already upon us with the Democrat Party. In some circles, they call this Red October. It's a play, if you don't know, on the name Hunt for Red October. This is going to be the most intense, well, I would say 3 weeks of our lives, but it's actually going to go further than that. So that's why I urge you, not 1 week, not 2 weeks, not even a month. Minimum, 2 to 3 months. Food stocked in your pantry, gas in your cars, cash in your hand, medical supplies, food, water, whatever you need for each person in your family. So, one person, 3 months. If you've got a family of four, you do the math. Because law enforcement is going to be busy. Military is going to be busy. Grocery stores. Remember way back when? Back in March, April, May, June, July? I kept saying we haven't even seen the worst of it yet. Well, we still haven't. We'll be back to wrap up the show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on Nord. Would you people stop texting me? Trying to do a show here. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. No, I'm kidding. Thank you so much for your texts and your emails. And yes, I just received a text from a listener, and Anna Kate. That's AnnaKhait. She is the young woman that is bringing all of this to light. The interview that I played for you at the top of the 10 o'clock hour that you can go and you can hear back in the podcast, those will be available soon, but it's all over my social media. It's on the Monica J 99.1 FM Talk Facebook page. It's on both of my personal Facebook pages. It's on my Twitter account. You need to listen to the entire 30 minutes, and you need to share it with as many, many people as you can. I'm going to be putting it up on my webpage here on our website in just a few minutes. But this is the breaking stuff. This is what should be on the news media. This is what we should be talking about. The blackmail and extortion of $152 billion U.S. dollars that was sent to Iran to cover up the deaths of SEAL Team 6 by the Obama-Biden administration. With this coming to light, there's no way Biden's going to make it to November 3rd. From what Anna has said, and especially in her last tweet, from what she understands, someone very close to President Trump is being briefed right now. If you haven't heard about this, you need to get onto my social media. You need to text me if you want me to send you the video, or not text me, email me at monica@991fmtalk.com. If you want me to send it directly to you, I will do that as well. But this is the October surprise. This is the October surprise that we have been waiting for. Imagine that. The Obama and Biden administration, the deep state, the murder of Americans. I can't put it any plainer than that. If you don't believe it, okay. If you think I'm a conspiracy theorist, okay. But just watch what happens in the next 3 weeks. Because at some point, the mainstream media will have to cover this, whether they like it or not. And now you can just look at them and say, already knew. I listen to Monica Jay. Michael, thank you so much for the email. I appreciate that. Michael just sent me this. Thank you for helping shine the light on the crimes perpetrated against our soldiers. You are spot on when referring to our current times as troubling and difficult. We have to look after each other and stay alert. Be safe, Michael. That's why I prepared, Michael. And I just want to keep pushing for everyone who is listening to this right now to be prepared as well. Because there is no one who is more responsible for the safety, the well-being, the happiness, the sadness, whatever it is, of your family than you. Ask yourself why gun sales are up. Ask yourself why there are food shortages. Ask yourself why all the prices are going up. Ask yourself Well, in every state in this country, enrollment for students is down. I'm not talking by hundreds. I'm not talking by thousands. I'm talking about tens of thousands. Hundreds of thousands of kids not being enrolled in public school. Why? Because they're just indoctrination centers. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow. We'll talk about the school districts all over the country who the parents and the politicians who know what's right for this country, what they're actually bringing forth. Why do you think Jim Wheeler wanted a bill to go through that was never even heard to teach the Constitution, to teach the Bill of Rights, to teach the Federalist Papers? And the left wouldn't have anything to do with it. Why do you think they're giving Amy Coney Barrett such a time right now? Because they don't believe in the Constitution, and we do. Love you. Have a great day. I'll check you right back here tomorrow.